I honestly do believe that this year that we should. First of all, I'd like to state that I would have absolutely no hesitation in sending anybody out to America for St. Patrick, or the Taoiseach out to America for St. Patrick's Day. But I think we must make exceptions. We're told that we can't leave 5 kilometres on our own without doing the necessary journey. And a lot of people are adhering to this. Most people are adhering to this. And it's for the Taoiseach of our country to turn around and to say that he's going to America. I do think it's gone too far, a bridge too far, for as far as I would be concerned. There's an awful lot of diaspora in America, of our diaspora, which we talk so much about now. But I think that some of them could be nominated. If we want to keep the tradition going, should it be the ambassador or any other? There's thousands of people in and around Washington doing a good job for the Irish diaspora out there, and get somebody like that, nominate somebody like that to go along and keep a tradition going. I would have no problem with that there. But the question is, should the Taoiseach go? In my opinion, certainly not. It's a bridge too far. I've seen over the past 10 months some of the decisions that the government made, and I'd have to say some of the decisions they made were excellent decisions. But by keeping that on the table, or doing the leave insert, or not being affirmative, make a decision and stick by it. It's given, I suppose it was, it's given that position an awful lot of traction that they can attack them on. I think that the decision, something like the decision, the pandemic, it's not going to go away.